Hello everyone, it's Andrew Hamilton here from Zappable. I've got an interview case study today with Kerry Rucker. So Kerry, how are you doing? Is everything all right?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking, Andrew. Just enjoying Zappable and looking forward to this interview.
Excellent, excellent. So whereabouts is it that you're based, Kerry?
I'm in the Portland, Oregon, in the northwest part of the United States.
Lovely, lovely. Excellent. Okay, well, to get the ball rolling, could you maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? We'll just get started.
Sure. Well, my background is in finance and real estate. I spent probably 15 years in the residential financial markets, originating loans, and kind of gravitated toward marketing back probably 5-6 years ago, and I just started purchasing a bunch of domains and squatting on them, as people do, and recently I decided that I will try and put some of them to use, and that's how I came across Zappable.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, good stuff. Well, with regards to Zappable then, how many apps have you created and indeed successfully sold so far?
Currently I've created in the store, in my Zappable account, I have about 6 apps going right now. I've sold 3 of them. I have a commitment for one other, and the other 2 are for my own personal use.
Awesome. Excellent. And have you sold any of them then so far?
I have. I've sold 3.
3 of them.
And I'm under development with one other, and the other 2 are, like I said, are for my own personal use. I have another type of plan specifically for those.
Excellent. Excellent. Sounds like you've been busy. Good stuff. Well, from the ones that you've sold then, can you tell us a little bit about them and indeed what niche it was that you chose? Or niches?
Well, I do a lot of online marketing for restaurants. So it was kind of easy for me to get into that niche since I was already working with a couple of restaurants to begin with. So I approached the owners and introduced the integration of mobile apps, which everybody knew about. They were able to give me the opportunity to bring the app to fruition for them, and they've been very happy with the apps so far. And so we just set up a base app for them, and we've been growing and adding to it as we go. And like I said, they're in the restaurant industry, but I'm also branching out into the real estate industry, which is my background, finance and real estate. And I have a couple of webinars that we're lining up for those.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that should be a pretty big niche, I reckon. We're certainly looking at developing that properly at Zappable. Definitely. Okay, so as it goes about now, do you tend to directly approach your clients or do they come to you? How does it tend to work?
Well, So far I've approached only a couple of clients, but I do accept referrals and I like for the client to do a good job for the client and then they refer. I've had 3 or 4 referrals just recently from satisfied clients, which is kind of how I like to go about it. Just put a good product in front of them and then let them tell people about you. So the referral process is a lot easier for me. I'm not really one that likes to sell. Mm-hmm. I just like to try to do a good job and see what happens from there.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know. I know that there's an awful lot of our customers are always a little bit cagey and edgy about having to do the sale themselves, but it shows that, you know, it can be done, and if you just have the good product in front of you, usually it can sell itself.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, excellent. And with regards to that then, are there any specific marketing activities that you do? I presume you have, well, you will have a few websites, I guess.
I do. I started out with just an online marketing website for offline businesses, per se. But then I went to developing a couple of niche websites for myself. I like the restaurant industry, per se, because the apps tend to fit them really well. Mm-hmm. So I developed a restaurant directory for my area, which we've developed. And also I'm looking at a legal app, which kind of helps individuals that are looking to get legal advice for their mortgage situation, since that's kind of one of the backgrounds that I came out of. So it's more of a legal directory for them. So that's kind of where I've laid my hat when it comes to marketing.
Excellent. And do you have any social media presence at this stage, or do you not really need, probably?
Yeah, it's really not necessary. I've found that you have to have a huge social media presence, even though it helps. I would be very careful when getting into spending a lot of money with Facebook and Google. But if you know how to do it, you can definitely jump in there and you can get a lot of attention.
Sure.
Just make sure you can convert those, because if not, you're probably going to feel like you're wasting your money. Normally I do put together a social media package for each domain or asset that I'm developing. But to be honest with you, it's just because I know people are there and we try to get viewership from it.
Sure.
Provide something for them.
No, that makes sense. That's fair enough. Okay, cool. So what, getting into pricing now, how would you tend to price your apps? Do you have like a specific format that you use, or would you tend to tailor it dependent on the customer?
I do have a base that I start out with. I start out with $1,000 per app. Well, that's $1,000 for an Android, $1,000 for Apple. And I kind of, depending on the situation, I'm pretty fluid with it. If the client, and I know they can't afford it or they may not be able to afford it, then I'm also flexible with putting together a payment plan of some kind if you're into that. But I tend to like to stay around the $1,000. Between $750 to
$1,000. I see. Cool. And do you tend to then charge recurring costs as well, monthly cost to them, or is it just the one you do?
I do. Yeah, just for the maintenance only. I try and give them a good enough deal so that we can just get it out of the way. I don't necessarily want to be in the collections business, but you do have to maintain the apps, and we do charge a small.
Sure. Well, it makes sense. Okay, excellent. And so, referring to Zappable itself then, how do you find Zappable as a product? And is there anything in particular that you really like? Any features that stand out?
Well, I've used quite a few, probably three or four different app builders over the past 3 years. And Zappable is probably the easiest to use that I've found. And the ease of use is very, don't let that fool you, because the features within the app, just because they're easy to use, are very powerful. And I found that using Zappable is probably one of the best app builders that I've found out there. And I've spent a few $1,000s going through them all, trying to figure out which ones are going to work the best.
That's great. That's great to hear. Is there any particular features you find that work particularly well with the niches or industries that you've used?
I do. The program that I like, the feature that I like best about Zappable is probably the HTML feature and the directory feature, simply because, in my opinion, they mesh really well together. I do a lot of graphic design, and HTML tends to work really well when you're into graphic design, as far as translating your images. So I found that those two work really well. Now, with the restaurants, it's kind of a different type of situation. With those guys, they're going to need images as well, but also the coupon feature. I found that they really love the loyalty and the coupon features.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Okay, cool. So, have you had any dealings so far with Zappable support? And how was that? And also, have you checked out our online community as yet?
Well, that's just it. I've done a lot of checking into the support system online. I haven't really had to contact you guys directly, because in the support area, it's laid out very well, so that when you're looking for help, there are videos there to help you. It's organized in a way that you don't have to go very far. It's only a couple of clicks away in order to get the information you're going to need.
Great. Well, I'm pleased to hear that. Okay. Well, then, I guess, flowing through this, on to our final question, and so I'd like to say probably the most important one. If you could give one piece of advice to any new Zappable members, specifically who want to sell their apps, what would that be?
Well, I would say if you are near Zappable and you want to sell your apps, I would simply go out, go online, search for any particular niche that you want to be in, and build one or two, maybe three or four Android apps for these customers, and simply place them in the App Store, go buy that business, and show them exactly how the app looks and what it can do for them. And then the app will pretty much sell itself. There's really nothing you have to do. They're going to want it because you're there in front of them with their app, and they're going to want to know more about it. So at that point, it opens up the door for you, and it makes it a lot easier just to get into the business.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice. Indeed, it really just comes down to a lot of the customers that you go to don't really know exactly what they want until it's kind of put before them, isn't that right? And
that's right.
That's great advice. Excellent. Okay, well, that's it, Kerry. It was short and sweet, but to the point and very useful. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been nice talking with you.
Excellent. You too.